This is the Steve Cochran Show.
So we can't do waterboarding, which is, it's not the nicest thing, but it's peanuts compared to many alternatives, right? But they can do chopping off heads, drowning people in steel cages. They can do whatever they want to do. Can you imagine them sitting around the table or wherever they're eating their dinner, talking about the Americans don't do waterboarding and yet we chop off heads? They probably think we're weak, we're stupid, we don't know what we're doing, we have no leadership. You know, you have to fight fire with fire.
Well, that's the latest from your Republican nominee, Donald Trump, yesterday. Matt Bubala here with you and for Steve Cochran this morning. We're joined on the phone every Thursday morning by the moderator of Meet the Press, Mr. Chuck Todd. Good morning, Chuck. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us this morning, as always. So Donald Trump yesterday brings back up waterboarding. Is that a sign that he's going back to things that worked well for him earlier because he's had a lot of negative news in the campaign in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I wouldn't read anything into it. I mean, I think that this is, you know, there's another terrorist attack, and this is what he believes. Look, in many ways, there is a consistency to Trump, I think, on when it comes to trade or terrorism, right? Which is, everything is from an American perspective and an American point of view. So even that last description of torture, right, in many ways, he's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, we're going to look out for ourselves first. You know, there's sort of two philosophies, right? Do you feel as if that we're, you know, the role of America in the world is to sort of set the rules for the world, set the example, or is it, hey, you know what? They're looking out for themselves. We're going to look out for ourselves and not worry about what our image is, because the most important thing is to, you know, get these guys before they get us. And I think that's where there is some consistency to him, and that's why there's some appeal to him, because I think there is a frustration about terrorism right now, because it feels as if there is an event a month at this point.
Chuck, I have to ask you, as long as we're on the Trump topic, I couldn't believe yesterday when I thought my ears were misleading me when he suggested that I think he's trying to work with the Republican Party, at least on any given day, but then the next day that kind of falls flat. Did he suggest yesterday that he's not happy that some of his former rivals aren't endorsing him, and he says there should be some sort of consequences, calling them sore losers?
I think he said they shouldn't be allowed to run for office again as Republicans if they don't fulfill this pledge. Well, and, you know, I think that is, I can tell you, you hear from all these reluctant Republicans at Capitol Hill who, you know, don't have, they don't want them, but they don't have the guts to stand up and say it. But behind the scenes, they'll sit there and say, God, I wish he could go a couple of days without attacking Republicans. It is amazing that Trump can't go more than about a day or two without hitting somebody from that's supposed to be an ally or going after his rival. I tell you, I don't know about you, but the best way to win somebody over is not threatening them.
Right.
Threats usually they haven't worked for me in trying to win over friends.
But Donald Trump doesn't play by anybody else's rules, right? And so far it's working for him. So there's been no reason for him to stop doing things however in the world he wants. But speaking of people not supporting him, so that delegate in Colorado has really been pushing this idea of a kind of a revolt at the convention. Do you think there's going to be any legs to that, Chuck, or will that die down?
I think there's going to be some legs. I just don't know whether there's going to be enough critical mass to make it happen. I think there's going to be enough doubts about him and enough people wanting to express those doubts that there'll be at least a debate on the floor about this issue, about whether the delegates should be allowed to do what they want, et cetera. I think Trump's going to end up squashing it. I think he's going to have enough support and enough allies to overcome this, but that doesn't mean it like goes away. You know, I think that it's going to bubble up. It's going to become an issue on the first day of the convention. But he probably has enough allies and enough support to deal with it. But you know what? There's still, 17 days, I think, until the convention, 18 days. There's every chance he could say something so egregious that maybe enough that maybe critical mass is hit.
Well, Chuck, that's interesting because, you know, Donald Trump has been able to play the media so well over all this time to get so much publicity and kind of help himself without having to spend too much money. And it seems like now that sort of working in Hillary's favor in a way that, you know, there's negative things about Hillary all the time. But right now, Donald is so dominating the news headlines still, but everything's not going his way with those headlines. It's almost working out in Hillary's favor that, like, the Benghazi report comes out and while there was no smoking gun there and people are playing that either way that they want to play that, you know, she has been able to stay under the radar a little bit while Donald seems to be hurting himself day by day lately.
Look, I think that right now the campaign is a referendum on him and not on her. Yeah. And I think that, you know, 6 months ago, I think many of us thought the general election, that no matter how it looked, turned out, it was always going to end up being a referendum on her, more on her than whoever the Republican nominee is. So there was really only one Republican candidate that could make that difference, and it was Trump, and it is Trump. That said, you know, she's got it. She can win this way by basically just making it a referendum on Trump. But I don't know if she can win in a way that will make it easy for her to cover. You know, I think she's going to, you know, she needs to improve those positive numbers. She needs to give people a reason to vote for her, not just give people a reason to vote against Trump. And I think that that's still something she's struggling with.
What's coming up on Meet the Press this weekend?
Well, it's July 3rd. So, we know it'll be a little bit of a 4th of July theme there, a little bit. But we're going to focus on terrorism. We're also going to talk at least to one VP candidate, Tom Perez, the Labor Secretary on the Democratic side. And we're still filling in a gap or two before Sunday. It is still Thursday. We got another 24 hours.
You got time. And the world can change in the next 24 hours.
Exactly.
Right? Chuck Todd hosts Meet the Press on the weekend Sundays on NBC. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You too.